Unit 4. Wayne's World, pages 58 and 59. Part 2. Accessing information from spoken texts. Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
Welcome to Mind and Body, a radio program that gives teens the answers to some of the health questions they might not know to ask. Tonight, we are going to get to know a kid called Wayne Barnes. Wayne Barnes is an intelligent high school student, a valuable member of his school's basketball team, and an all-round popular kid. Looking at him today, you would never know that last year he went through a very difficult time. Let's take a look at Wayne's world, as it was back then. For a long time, Wayne knew he had a problem, even though he couldn't figure out what was causing it. He would stay up late on school nights and be exhausted the next day. He knew exactly what he was supposed to do for his classes, but found himself unable to get his books and notes organized to study for a test or to write a research paper. He was always late, even though he knew how important it was for him to be somewhere at a certain time. Wayne just couldn't get it together. Wayne was a smart kid. He was highly motivated to do well in school. He was popular with teachers and students alike. He knew he wanted to study hard and finish the projects he started. He wanted to be considered reliable by his parents and friends. But organizing even the simplest details of his life was an uphill battle, let alone organizing a whole semester's material for a history test. Wayne knew that it wasn't uncommon for people to have trouble concentrating or paying attention every once in a while. But his constant inability to do so seemed to be interfering with his life. Not really knowing what to do, Wayne did nothing. However, one day, when he fell asleep during a history exam, his teacher realized he needed help and sent him to the counselor. Wayne was surprised when the counselor asked him if he had ever been tested for ADHD, a neurological condition that affects people's behavior in many ways. Wayne was referred for testing, and in a few weeks, the diagnosis was made. He was, in fact, suffering from a condition known as type 1 ADHD. The condition is characterized by such things as failing to pay close attention to detail, making careless mistakes, struggling to pay attention, and experiencing difficulty following instructions. Like many people, Wayne didn't know much about his condition, which can manifest itself as an inability to focus and get organized. ADHD may make it even harder to deal with the problems most teenagers have, such as school pressure, peer pressure, relationships with parents, and the struggle for independence. Wayne was encouraged to hear that proper treatment, which may include medication, counseling, and behavior therapy, can have dramatic results. Wayne's doctor prescribed medication for his condition, but Wayne soon learned that this was only part of the treatment. It was up to him to change his behavior. He began by getting help from a professional coach, who taught him ways to organize the details of his life. On his counselor's advice, he got himself a diary and wrote down the dates of all tests, rehearsals, and private lessons, as well as the dates assignments were due. He got himself into the routine of looking at the diary every day at the same time. In addition, he learned to check with friends to be sure he did not miss an assignment or an announcement about a school activity. Wayne's parents also stepped in to give him a lot of support. Taking the advice of professionals who treat people with ADHD, they encouraged him in every way and, at the same time, stayed involved and set limits for their son. They remained in close touch with his teachers to make sure that his progress in school was on target. Today, Wayne is doing great. He knows he needs to be especially conscientious about keeping to his daily routines, getting enough sleep, and using the strategies he learned to organize his life. His parents see a huge difference, and so do his teachers. His grades are improving, and he feels he has a handle on his life. He has started thinking about where he would like to go to college. With his ADHD under control, Wayne has a bright future ahead of him. And that's our show for tonight. We'll be back next week with more answers to your unasked questions.
Now you will hear the text a second time.
Welcome to Mind and Body, a radio program that gives teens the answers to some of the health questions they might not know to ask. Tonight, we are going to get to know a kid called Wayne Barnes. Wayne Barnes is an intelligent high school student, a valuable member of his school's basketball team, and an all-round popular kid. Looking at him today, you would never know that last year he went through a very difficult time. Let's take a look at Wayne's world, as it was back then. For a long time, Wayne knew he had a problem, even though he couldn't figure out what was causing it. He would stay up late on school nights and be exhausted the next day. He knew exactly what he was supposed to do for his classes, but found himself unable to get his books and notes organized to study for a test or to write a research paper. He was always late, even though he knew how important it was for him to be somewhere at a certain time. Wayne just couldn't get it together. Wayne was a smart kid. He was highly motivated to do well in school. He was popular with teachers and students alike. He knew he wanted to study hard and finish the projects he started. He wanted to be considered reliable by his parents and friends. But organizing even the simplest details of his life was an uphill battle, let alone organizing a whole semester's material for a history test. Wayne knew that it wasn't uncommon for people to have trouble concentrating or paying attention every once in a while. But his constant inability to do so seemed to be interfering with his life. Not really knowing what to do, Wayne did nothing. However, one day, when he fell asleep during a history exam, his teacher realized he needed help and sent him to the counselor. Wayne was surprised when the counselor asked him if he had ever been tested for ADHD, a neurological condition that affects people's behavior in many ways. Wayne was referred for testing, and in a few weeks, the diagnosis was made. He was, in fact, suffering from a condition known as type 1 ADHD. The condition is characterized by such things as failing to pay close attention to detail, making careless mistakes, struggling to pay attention, and experiencing difficulty following instructions. Like many people, Wayne didn't know much about his condition, which can manifest itself as an inability to focus and get organized. ADHD may make it even harder to deal with the problems most teenagers have, such as school pressure, peer pressure, relationships with parents, and the struggle for independence. Wayne was encouraged to hear that proper treatment, which may include medication, counseling, and behavior therapy, can have dramatic results. Wayne's doctor prescribed medication for his condition, but Wayne soon learned that this was only part of the treatment. It was up to him to change his behavior. He began by getting help from a professional coach, who taught him ways to organize the details of his life. On his counselor's advice, he got himself a diary and wrote down the dates of all tests, rehearsals, and private lessons, as well as the dates assignments were due. He got himself into the routine of looking at the diary every day at the same time. In addition, he learned to check with friends to be sure he did not miss an assignment or an announcement about a school activity. Wayne's parents also stepped in to give him a lot of support. Taking the advice of professionals who treat people with ADHD, they encouraged him in every way and, at the same time, stayed involved and set limits for their son. They remained in close touch with his teachers to make sure that his progress in school was on target. Today, Wayne is doing great. He knows he needs to be especially conscientious about keeping to his daily routines, getting enough sleep, and using the strategies he learned to organize his life. His parents see a huge difference, and so do his teachers. His grades are improving, and he feels he has a handle on his life. He has started thinking about where he would like to go to college. With his ADHD under control, Wayne has a bright future ahead of him. And that's our show for tonight. We'll be back next week with more answers to your unasked questions.